Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The concluding section of Genesis 41, verses 38 to 57, describes the meteoric rise of Joseph in Egypt, now age 30. He becomes second only to Pharaoh. The king's signet, his authorizing signature, is given to Joseph to use. He gets the number 2 limousine. Quote, "He had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him, 'Bow the knee!'" Verse 43. On top of that, Pharaoh arranges a royal wedding, giving Joseph, quote, "Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, in marriage." Verse 45. He crisscrosses the land, overseeing the building of granaries and appointing directors of this Herculean operation. Quote, "Joseph gathered very much grain, as the sand of the sea, until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable." Verse 49. Joseph and Asenath also welcome 2 boys, Manasseh, meaning forgetting, and Ephraim, meaning fruitful, because these wonderful blessings help to put behind him his hard and lonely past, and also reminded him that good fruit takes time to grow, and God has brought a bountiful harvest into his life. But then Pharaoh's dreams came true, and the scripture says, quote, "The famine was in all lands," verse 54. But, the verse concludes, "In all the land of Egypt, there was bread." Now the author pans east and north across the Sinai Peninsula until he zooms in on a large family table around which Jacob's sons sit, staring at each other. They're hungry, and the cupboard is bare. "Action," says Jacob, "all of you but Benjamin, head for grain in Egypt." We've been waiting for this. Joseph's dream fulfilled. Quote, "Now Joseph was governor, and Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth." Chapter 42, verse 6. God has a long memory. His will is not sudden, but certain. Now what? It gets better yet.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.